Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. I just want you to think for a minute about what it is you think of when you think of be real. What's the first things that come up for you about be real? Does it all relate to your body? How many? Just raise your hand if it relates to your body. Yeah, it all relates to the body. Because that's what you focus on and identify with the most, is your body. And that's kind of a sad thing because you know what? You are the life and the light of your body, and it's your vessel. So for it to be your number one focus indicates the fact that you're not allowing yourself to be aware of yourself as spirit and the power and the ability that you have as spirit. And that you bring to that body. So I really believe there are two aspects to being real. One is spirit, and the other is body. And so what you want to do more than anything else is bring these two aspects together. Because here we are, spirit, manifesting on planet Earth in a physical body. The body is the vessel. And so we want to be aware that it gets our attention a great deal, but it's not the power. It's not the light. It's not the life. You are as spirit. So as we talk about being real, we're going to talk about both aspects. And so that we can have our spiritual techniques to work with, we're going to start a little bit with spirit. So I want you to be aware of the fact that you need your techniques to make yourself real as spirit. How can you experience yourself as spirit and experience the reality of you without grounding? I have no idea. So let's start with that. So just close your eyes and tune in to yourself. And be aware of your body, because that is the place that you are presently inhabiting. So take several nice deep breaths. In fact, continue deep breathing, because that's very important to keep the body alive, for one thing. And it also helps you change your state of being. You are spirit. You're a bright spark of light. You're a spark of the divine. Yes, that's correct. You are a spark of the divine. People who don't validate themselves or complain about themselves, I say, what is your problem? You're a part of God. How can you feel bad about yourself? You might feel bad about some of your behavior and some of the things you have stuffed in that body, but you are a spark of divine light. And the moment you begin to be real about that, let yourself experience the reality of it, everything changes. So let's deal with some of the spiritual techniques that can help you identify yourself as spirit and begin to make this spirituality real so that you can communicate with your body. Because here you are, your vessel is your body. And you want to make this spiritual awareness real within it in order to manifest what you're here to do. So, I want you to just be aware of an area near the base of your spine. Don't go there, just be aware of it. It's called the first chakra. And then allow yourself to let a flow of energy move from the bottom of that first chakra through all the physical world, whatever you're sitting on, through the floor. Let it flow through all the layers of the earth until that grounding attaches your body to the earth and attaches you to the earth. You are spirit. You have such infinite abilities. Who knows where you might be floating around? So allow your grounding to bring your attention and your vitality here to this vessel, your body. This is called being real as spirit. Oh my goodness, how does it feel to ground and connect you, the spirit, to your body and to the earth? It makes you feel real. Now I want to teach you another spiritual technique that is essential. I don't care who you are or how advanced you think you are. Guess what? These two techniques are essential for you to do all these great and glorious things that you're here to do. The other one that's extremely important is centering in your head, you, the spirit, being in the center of your head. Because when you're in the center of your head, you're neutral. You're not judgmental. This is what Jesus was always talking about, judge not. He's basically saying, get in the center of your head and be neutral about all things. So allow that bright spark of light that is you to just float to the top of your head. And then allow that bright spark to come through the top of your head and into the center of your head, a little above your eyes, a little behind and above your eyes. And just let that light shine. Now, don't worry if you don't see a bright light. You're probably still floating around above your head. But as you practice this, you will become aware, more aware each time of your ability to come into the center of your head. Take some nice deep breaths, and I want you to just let yourself relax with being grounded and in the center of your head. One of the problems that people have who become what they want to think of as spiritually advanced is they don't believe they need to focus on these basic pieces of information. But these basic pieces of information are your foundation. They're essential. Without them, the advanced levels don't work. So it's like building your house on stone rather than on sand. And that's your grounding. And then focusing in the center of your head allows you to see what is real. This is your center for clairvoyance or clear seeing. And if you're not in that particular place, you're not going to see what's real. So you want to be real, learn to ground, and focus in the center of your head. Now you are the bright spark of light. That means you're also the creator of your life. You're the creator of everything in your body. You also can cleanse, you can clear, you can let go of anything in your body that you no longer want. Let's say when you were a child, you stubbed your toe and hurt your big toe, and you now have pain in your toe and you're 50. You can actually use your grounding to let go of that old pain because it doesn't exist anymore except in your creative level. You can let it go right down your grounding cord. And you can do that with anything. That's one of the beauties of being aware that you can not only have your reality, you can also change it. Now, let's be aware of the fact that you are spirit. You have a body, which is your vessel. And you can use this body for your creativity. Now, most people are much more familiar with their physical body, their vessel, than they are with themselves as spirit. In fact, I find that this particular message is something that is very unusual for many people. and not very popular for some, and really unpopular with those who are involved in wielding powers over other people. Because what this does, this grounding and this centering and this awareness and awakening, it gives you freedom. It gives you the freedom to be you, to create what you desire. But let's focus for a moment. We've tuned a little bit into spirit. We want to use these two techniques throughout the rest of the presentation. And let's use it now to be aware of your body. Now, when you're grounded and you're sitting in the center of your head, be aware of your body around you. You're not that body. You're a bright spark of light. Be aware of your body surrounding you, the spirit. How do you make this body feel real? It helps if you understand your body to make it feel real. One of the best things I can say that can help you understand your body is to be in the present, because that is the only place your body abides. Your body abides in the present moment, what we call present time. So take a moment and be aware of your grounding. And if you've lost some of it, enhance it. Just let the energy flow from the bottom of the first chakra all the way to the center of the earth. And then remind yourself to allow that bright spark of light that's you to focus in the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. And allow yourself to be in the present where your body is. It's the only place your body can be, is in present time. Take some nice deep breaths. Listen to your heartbeat. Listen to your breathing. Be still for a moment. Listen to your body around you. How often do you pause to be quiet with your own body? I mean, really quiet. Now, how does the body operate? Okay, it has two things mainly, and that's the emotional levels and the intellect. These two levels of energy are what we run our bodies from. Unfortunately, many people attempt to identify spirit with the intellect. It is not. It is not the mind or the intellect. Spirit is a bright spark of light way beyond the mind or the emotions or any physical matter. So take a nice deep breath and enhance your grounding. And focus in the center of your head. Notice if you want to leave your body. It helps to close your eyes because we're such visual creatures, we humans. And when you close your eyes, it helps you focus within yourself. If we open them, oftentimes we'll actually spiritually travel through them and outside to someone else, which of course gives you their experience. And you might not like that. Now, how much do you relate on an emotional level? Tune into that for yourself. And how much do you relate on an intellectual level? Are you a person who's always emotional about everything, or always intellectual about everything? Or maybe you have a little balance in your body. Remember, if your emotions get too disturbed, what will happen is it'll click into those intellectual levels saying, oh, how do I fix this? How do I fix this? How do I fix this? And then your body goes in 14 different circles. So be a bit aware of how your body works. And then you can begin to respond to it. So if you're feeling emotionally disturbed, you can enhance your grounding and allow that emotional disturbance to actually just flow down your grounding cord. It's just so darn easy. Nobody believes it until they get to experience it. And even then, they don't want to believe it because it's too easy. Spirit is simple. Body is very complex. Now, we also have just wonderful things in the body. We have the senses, you know, feel and smell and sight and hearing and so forth. And this helps us function and experience. So we have a tremendous vehicle to use on this planet. The one problem we have is if we're not allowing the light and the life of spirit to manifest within it, then we have to find other ways to make the body real. And so we'll most likely tune into the emotional or intellectual levels. Have you ever heard of children hitting their head against a wall? They're trying to make their body real because they haven't learned how to do that from the adults in their life. Pain is a way you can make the body real. I'm afraid it's one of the more popular techniques on planet Earth. Take a moment and be in the center of your head and just tune in to how you use pain to make your body feel like it's alive, like it's real. Oops, I can tell this was not a popular thing. Oh good, I got a little smile on a couple of you. Be sure and take some nice deep breaths as you increase your grounding and increase being in the center of your head. Then just start to review for a moment any ways you use to make your body real. Do you use drugs? I mean, it could be prescription drugs or illegal drugs or whatever, alcohol, I don't know. There's so many wonderful drugs in the world now. Always have been. You use any of those? You might believe they're making your body real. Usually what they do is they send you out of the body. In Asia, they actually have names for how different drugs affect you as to how much they take you out of the body, how much they affect the spirit-body relationship. You remember, in most of Asian culture, they do believe in spirit. Take a nice deep breath and just look at the things you do. Maybe you use dancing or music. I always recommend laughter. That's my favorite way of just focusing on a body level to make it real. Joy is something you can use to make the body feel real. What do you create with your body to make it feel real? Is what you're creating painful or joyous? Don't forget to breathe. Being real is a big deal. And most people are doing just about everything they can to not be real. To not be real in the manner they desire. This is what I want, and then they fight it and end up not creating what they actually want. It's like the child beating its head against the wall. I'm going to make my body feel real, whack, whack. It doesn't work very well, does it? Then you grow up, and when you're 50 years old, you have terrible headaches and you can't understand why. I see some nurses there laughing. Again, use your grounding to just release. Let go of anything you want to let go of. You have the power to do that. So mainly, look at the main thing you're using your body for to make it real. And what's the result of that? Ground and center. Get the concept of being here in the present moment with your body. You can even communicate with that body. Do you like what I'm doing through you? You may find you and your body are more in agreement than you realize. Okay, I've given you two aspects of being real. I'm going to throw in a third one. Often when people speak of being real, they talk about being real to yourself. You know, not phony. Validating your spiritual reality as well as your physical reality. How many people do you know who are not real to themselves? And the big question is, are you real to yourself? Are you doing what you are here to do? One of the main things I say to people, I'd say every day, probably several times a day, is validate yourself. Validation does not mean being nice. It means acknowledging what is. And when you're grounding and centering and staying aware of yourself, you can acknowledge what is. It's like, oh, look, right now I'm being mean to my body. And that's not creating what I want. Oh, look, now I'm trying to please someone else, and that's not creating what I want. Validating yourself is a very important aspect of being real. So again, focus on those spiritual techniques of grounding, being in the center of your head, and being in the present. If you need a reminder of how to be in the present, just be aware of your breathing. Be aware of listening to your heartbeat. All right. Now, I want you to use your grounding for an aspect that we haven't mentioned before. It connects you to your body and to the earth, but it also helps you release to let go. So give yourself permission to pick one thing that you've learned in this life that you don't want anymore. Could be something you learned from your parents or your school system or your peer group. It could be from anyone. But something you picked up that you no longer wish to keep. Maybe it's that you have to really suffer in order to accomplish things. That's a sad lesson. Allow yourself to let it go down your grounding cord. Or maybe the lesson was that you have to please everyone. That's going to be a challenge to do. I decided the easier way would be just not to please anyone except myself. Breathe in, breathe out. Just let go of some of those physical lessons and programs that you no longer want. Now let's create a bright gold sun above your head. And allow that clear gold energy to flow down to you, into you, through you, and into the earth. Just let that gold energy completely flood your system. And let yourself fill your body with spiritual energy. Gold energy is neutral, it's healing, it's present time. It brings wonderful things. I'm going to give you just a moment to be quiet with this gold energy flow. Let it run all the way down your grounding into the earth. All right, be aware of being in the center of your head. Move there if you floated away. And tune into your grounding. The more grounding you allow, the stronger you are in this physical plane. The healthier your body can be. So when you now tune into the idea of being real, be aware that it relates to spirit and body and bringing these two dynamics together. So right now, be aware that you're doing that by grounding and focusing in the center of your head. You are bringing you, the spirit, into your physical body on a conscious level. Now, one of the things I always do is have us communicate with some spiritual teacher, and today I'd like for us to communicate with Jesus. Jesus was one of my favorites because he was so in touch with the body. He was very real in relation to the body. He didn't pretend to be anything he wasn't. And so I want us to talk to Jesus about how to improve your validation of yourself that will help your body be real, feel real. Use your grounding and centering as you say hello to this great soul. We can talk to him at any time, in any place. Just as all the great souls. And ask him for information for you personally about making your body feel real with self-validation. Let yourself be comfortable with this great soul. Remember, he was teaching us all this information. He taught us that we're all spirit. He taught us about grounding. He taught us about centering. Ask him to help you validate yourself all week. And by validation, that means see what is. Don't just look at all the things you like. Look at a few things you don't like. And also don't look at all the things you don't like. People tend to flip-flop on this, and they'll go from one end of the dichotomy to the other, and they'll say, oh, I am so bad. And usually they're not any fun to be around at that point in time. Then they'll flip-flop and say, I'm the best, I'm perfect, there's nothing I need to change, and they're not any fun at that end of the dichotomy either. So all of us need to balance. It's like we have things we like, we have things we don't like, we have things we believe are good, things we believe are bad. So it's very important to balance and realize we're all the same in that. We're all a little good, we're all a little bad, and that makes for a happy life. All right, take a nice deep breath. Let go of our friend Jesus. Oh, thank him for all that he has given us. And remember that you can talk to him at any time and any place. He's an excellent translator. All right, check your grounding. Make sure you're grounded from the first chakra to the center of the earth. Focus in the center of your head where you can be neutral, not judgmental of yourself or anyone else. Just neutral and seeing things as they are, yourself and others. Let's then focus on that gold energy, that bright gold sun, and the gold energy flowing from that gold sun through the top of your head, through your body, cleansing every cell in your body, flowing to the center of the earth. Allow yourself to use these techniques to assist you in your communication with your God. And if you'll notice, I do not define God for you. My definition of God is all things. Believe me, the intellect cannot comprehend that. But that means that God includes all good, all bad, heaven, hell, everything. Everything. The entire cosmic existence. You are free to define God any way you wish. And I want you to say hello to your concept of God. I like to talk to that concept of God within me. The little spark that I bring into the center of my head. And allow that to connect with the concept of God. And I want you to just communicate with God about making you the spirit more of a reality for your body. Ask God how to increase your awareness of yourself, the spirit, in your body. To awaken your spiritual consciousness within your physical body. And during this process, be aware of how important your grounding is. Take a nice deep breath. You may want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot to help you become more aware of your physical body. Be aware of that body around you again. If you left it, come back to the center of your head. I always end with the time when you communicate with God, because once you've done that, you don't need me anymore. Find a little amusement in your life, and you will find it's a nice way to make the body feel real. And remember, spirit and body connection are extremely important. I hope you've enjoyed the meditation. And when you're ready, you can just open your eyes and stretch your body a little more. And be sure and take the meditation techniques with you as you move through your week. And it's been a pleasure. God bless.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.